Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players, start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code COLLEGEDRAFT to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Pour yourself a cold one.
They strike them, huh?
And listen to Ross Tucker break down the top college prospects on another tasty edition of The College Draft.
Yeah, it's Daddy Soda time here on the College Draft Podcast, always presented by DraftKings. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years, classic journeyman. Thank goodness it enabled me to have all these podcasts, which are presented by DraftKings, to have all of these different media gigs, which I thoroughly enjoy. Not the same as playing, but about as close as I can get, being able to stay close to the game. And really just trying to avoid a real job as long as I possibly can. Love this show year-round, but especially this time of year, right? Like, here we are now, March 11th. The draft will be here before you know it. And there is nobody better, in my opinion, than my guy, Emory Hunt. Known Emory for a long time. You know, the guy used to be eating pizza with me, okay, at Franklin Field on Friday nights, a couple hours before Penn was playing Yale or whoever it was. This guy loves football, and he does. I mean, look, he had a scouting report on Justin Watson before anybody else even knew who Justin Watson was, okay? When Justin Watson was like a sophomore. Now he's like however many years in the NFL. I think he's won 3 Super Bowls now. I hate him. Anyway, I'm just jealous. Love you, Justin. Anyway, check him out on social at FBallGamePlan on Twitter. He's Football Game Plan on YouTube, which is where he really kind of first made his name. A lot of you. I love the emails I get from those of you that are buying the draft guide. It is incredible. FootballGamePlan.com/2024draft guide. Cannot highly recommend it enough. Love when those of you that want to be the sponsor confirmation email winner on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Love when you send in the receipts from the draft guide. It's awesome. It counts. FootballGamePlan.com/2024draft guide. You can always check me out on social at Ross Tucker NFL. We are at Ross Tucker Pod on all the different platforms the network is. And of course, a lot of you guys like to watch us on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. All right. So, Emory, we did quarterbacks the last couple weeks, which, by the way, as usual, I love when we do these rankings before the combine, and then things happen at the combine that make people think your rankings are smarter or whatever, whereas you do these rankings way before the combine for most of them. And I think that's the case for running backs. I know it's March 11th here, but you finished up the running backs back in February, right?
Right. The running backs were done way before the Super Bowl. So, you know, as right now, I'm working on offensive tackles. So that shows you the pace of how my grades are coming out. So it's funny to see how things happen at either All-Star games or at the combine that kind of shape how people view things when If you're watching the tape, you kind of see these things already.
Let me ask you that, Emory. I think that's a good point. So we saw the combine numbers for all these guys a week ago or whatever it was. Do you ever adjust your rankings at all? Because you send me your rankings. We do them here on the College Draft Podcast. After the combine, does it adjust your rankings at all or not really?
Not really, because you got to be honest with yourself. If you are steadfast on I'm a tape guy, you got to be a tape guy through and through. And you can't allow what you see in shorts in a non-football setting affect what you are watching on film, which is how we came about the whole J.J. McCarthy thing, where going into the combine, folks were kind of, he's hovering around maybe late first round, second round for sure, to now after the combine, everyone's rushing to put him in the top five in terms of draft slot. So, yeah, while he may go in the draft high, does that jive with your evaluation? So you can't allow non-football stuff to affect the football stuff. Unless a guy gets arrested, then yeah, you can take him off your board. But in terms of the football skill, just trust the tape.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And I love your background as a Division I FBS college running back to break down this position in particular. And we'll start with your number one guy. By the way, Emory, one last thing about the quarterbacks. We talked about them the last couple weeks. It is fascinating to me, and I put this out on Twitter a couple weeks ago, at Ross Tucker NFL. You know, there was like this consensus. Caleb Williams 1, Drake May 2, Jaden Daniels 3. And then the people that I respect, that I know put in the work, and I posted this, Greg Cosell, Louis Riddick, you, Dan Orlovsky, all of a sudden, none of them have Drake May ahead of Jaden Daniels. And some of them have Jaden Daniels ahead of Caleb Williams. So, like, I don't know when it changed or where the narrative, but like all year it was Caleb or Drake, Drake or Caleb, the whole season it seemed like. And then now that these people have really gone in and actually watched the games from this year, now it's like, well, no, Drake is definitely, it's Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams 1-2, and Drake may or may not even be 3, and Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams, some people think Jaden Daniels is better. I just think it feels like, and maybe I don't listen to everybody, but the people I do follow on social media and do respect, and I just named 4 of them, it does seem like there's a little bit more of a consensus, at least, Emory, in terms of Jaden Daniels being a better prospect right now than Drake May.
You know what it is, Ross? Those guys you mentioned, myself included, all cover the NFL and college football during the season. So the draft process for all 4 of us, I don't want to speak for everyone, but I'm pretty sure this is the case. After the college football and NFL season, we now start to dive into draft stuff. And so we are tape guys by nature. So we're watching the film and then we're just grading accordingly. And that's why we've all come to the same type of agreement on this particular player, Jaden Daniels being 2. But it also shows you on the flip side where how the way too early mock drafts of next season kind of get a lot of people stuck in the mud and how they view certain prospects. Like if you say Caleb Williams or Drake May has to be 1-2 and people hang on that for the entire football season, don't want to move off that initial take, and that's where they get themselves into trouble.
It's a really good point. Really good point. All right, let's dive into these running backs. It doesn't feel like, you know, at least looking at your rankings, I don't know. I mean, and obviously you don't care about this as much, but I don't know that we'll have a first-round guy this year, right? I mean, last year there was Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs. You had 2 guys going in the top 12. I'd like to think that both those teams seem pretty happy with those selections. The Lions would do it 10 times out of 10 again. I think the Falcons would do it. I mean, those guys were both difference-making, winning players for those teams. Maybe you'll tell me I'm wrong, but it doesn't feel like this year's group has those same type of guys that are considered first round picks or top half of the first round difference making players?
Agreed. This year, it's a combination of things where you have good talent, but not superstar type talent. You got guys who are going to be longtime starters in the NFL, which is essentially a win, right? But it's also combined with a class that we'll probably get to next week where the receivers are the story this year, more so than the Jahmyr Gibbs and the Bijan Robinson. So you have a situation where backs are good, but the receivers are great. And I think that's going to usurp backs going in the first round. And to be completely honest, when you combine what I just said with the free agent running back class, a lot of answers can be had in free agency rather than getting guys in the draft that, hey, we got to get this guy. And maybe there isn't that quote unquote guy, but this is what we're seeing with the running back group this season.
It's a really, really good point. Really good point about free agency, which kicks off this week. There's a plethora of running backs out there that you can get proven commodities a little bit more. I'll be curious to see how that unfolds because there's so many just with all the different guys. All right, let's get into it. Your number one ranked running back, Braylon Allen, still a very young player, burst on the scene as a 17-year-old freshman for Wisconsin. He's all rocked up. What's the eval of him? Why is he your number one guy?
One, you touched on the upside because he's such a young player. I think he just turned 19 or 20 years old. So you have a young player that has a lot of football left in his body, you know, health permitting. And he's a fantastic athlete. You know, he's someone that has good vision, good footwork, good contact balance. He's breaking a lot of tackles and he's running through those tackles. And he also has shown some ability to really be a breakaway threat. Not to the tune of Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson, but he can rip off these long runs and really make you pay. So he can not only start the game and set the tone, he has the skill set to finish a game and end a game with his ability to not get tired. I feel like play one is the same as play 45 for him, and that's why I like him as my number one back this year.
Second guy you have is Marshawn Lloyd from USC.
Good burst, good elusiveness. I was shocked that I thought he played like he was 5'11", 220, kind of like I thought he was built like Marshawn Lynch, beast mode, but was shocked to see he was only 5'9", about 210 or something like that. Good size for the position, but I love his vision. I love his elusiveness. I love his quickness. I love his burst. I love how he closes around the goal line. I think he catches the ball rather well. He was an underrated back the last two seasons, in my opinion, at USC. And so I think he has complete game. I even saw someone compare him to a little bit of Shady McCoy. I do like his ability to string moves together while moving downhill. So Lloyd, to me, is a very good back, has a chance to be a starter for a lot of teams.
Emory, if you want to start eating better, not that you need to, the way to do it is Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. My wife is obsessed with these things. She's been doing it for, I don't know, maybe a full year now. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian improved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. They got Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, over 35 different options. I have tried a bunch of these. Delicious. What was the last one I had? Pork chops? It was delicious. I was like, she's like, we want some of my pork chop? Absolutely, I would love to it. Listen, they've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/draft50 and use code DRAFT50 to get 50% off. That's code DRAFT50. At factormeals.com/draft50 to get 50% off. All right, two down, Emory, several to go, because I especially like your small school guys and your under the radar standouts. Let's get to Isaiah Davis from South Dakota State. And maybe this is time for us to talk about the combine a little bit. I mean, how does South Dakota State have two O-linemen that are like freak athletes at the combine. The one guy set the O-line record for a vert. If you can vertical jump 38 and a half inches, why are you playing offensive line? I mean, you should be in the NBA. I'm blown away. Think about if he played tight end and lost 40 pounds or 50 pounds, how high he would be jumping. It is unbelievable. They had those two offensive linemen, and they have a running back. No wonder they're so good. Isaiah Davis, South Dakota State.
I think he's a well-put-together runner, man. He's 6 feet, 222, so he has that size to skill, speed, agility combination that you love. He catches the ball rather well. I like that he has a great sense of timing. I've talked about this all week while I was at the combine. First, let me say about the combine, Ross. It's the closest thing we have to college, where you're out there at the same time with a bunch of other like people all week long. All the media people are out there at the same time from Monday to about Saturday. And you're working during the day, 8 to 12, just like you go to class, 8 to noon. Between 1 to 3, you grab lunch, work on some stuff back at the hotel room or back in your dorm room. Then after that, you're out at night all night to the wee hours in the morning, and then you come back and do it again. So it really is like a nostalgia trip for folks. But out there at the combine, Isaiah Davis was a really good prospect. And again, reminds me a lot of Robert Smith, who played for the Minnesota Vikings.
Wow.
Unassuming speed, but he can really pick it up and go and really break these long runs. And the great sense of timing I talked about with him is that, hey, man, they need a big play right now. They need to close out this game. And Davis is the one that usually made the play to close out the game. So I think he's a starter in the NFL, a sensational tailback. I've been impressed with him since his freshman year when he was having a good season as the backup, to the tailback. I forget his
Pierre
name. Pierre Strong. So he was the backup to Pierre Strong and had a really good national championship game against Sam Houston.
Is South Dakota State the new North Dakota State?
It seems like.
I mean, they got a lot of prospects coming through. They got a lot of good players. It's impressive.
Like over the last couple of years, they had Jordan Brown, the defensive back, get drafted. You saw a receiver. They got two receivers in this class, and the Yankee twins, Jaden and Jackson Yankee. And we talked about the offensive line. They had a good tight end. Listen, they are the
Tucker Kraft.
Yes, exactly. Tucker Kraft last year. Like, it's insane who was going. And Gronowski, the quarterback, is still a very good quarterback, I believe, coming back next year. So, yes, they are.
Wow. Okay. What about, speaking of the combine, your fourth guy, Isaac Grundo, from Louisville. I mean, the numbers he put up, Emory, are just preposterous. And then I saw what he did in high school. Like, this guy's like elite athlete, running a 10.5 and jumping almost 25 feet in high school. That is crazy. I didn't know a lot about him, to be honest with you, as a player until the combine. What can you tell me?
Excellent combination of balance, burst, explosiveness, acceleration. You know, he's someone that is a well-built runner, 5'11", 220. And people forget, man, he was an outstanding kickoff returner. So I look at his game and look at his path and look at his skill set, and I see Michael Turner. Remember Michael the Burner Turner? You know, had his start as a kickoff returner before he got that full-time role with the Falcons or with the Chargers and then to the Falcons and did a great job running the football. I think he's just like that. And it was good to see everyone get up to speed on what he was able to do at the combine, because I thought he had a really good Shrine game as well. So he is someone that has all of the requisite skills. Even if he starts off as a kickoff returner, having that in his bag helps him get on the field early before he's going to earn some more reps. And he is someone that could take that path to a more contemporary example, someone that could take that path of a Khalil Herbert. I feel like Garindo is someone that's a really good back, another one of these starters, I feel like, in his class.
He's definitely going to like a Dolphins or Niners type team that values those guys that just have serious jets. Makes sense, right? You get everybody moving laterally. If you can get, like, the faster you hit the hole then with that speed, tough for those arm tackles. Man, this one will make us all feel old. Your fifth running back, the number five guy ranked, Frank Gore Jr. from Southern Miss.
Throughout all the combine testing, you know, scores, height, weight, doesn't matter. Dude can ball out as a football player. I know he came in at 5'7", about 200 pounds. That's still a good size for him. And for me, he has the ability to accelerate out of a cut, so he's getting faster as he's making moves downhill. Versatile player, because he can catch the ball well out of the backfield and is a downfield threat in the passing game. He can even throw the football rather well. He has a lot of touchdown passes on his resume. One came against my Louisiana Raging Cajun. I want to say it was like a 50-something yard pass. Obviously, it was like a 15-yard pass that the receiver took the rest of the day. But still, he has a lot of touchdowns on his resume, touchdown passes. So he can do it all. I know people want to compare him to his dad, but I just feel like when you look at Frank Gore Jr., you're getting someone that can, you know, pick up the blitz in pass pro, catch the ball downfield, help you out on special teams. He's a do-all player. And I just like his game. I do feel like he's going to find a way to, at worst, be an RB2 for a team and work his way to RB1 status.
Whether you're hosting game day or movie night, DiGiorno knows that planning a watch party on a budget isn't easy. You got to have the perfect setting, perfect squad, perfect eats. Luckily, you're a game time mastermind, and you know that grabbing DiGiorno Classic Crust Pizza can bring home a dub because it's packed with half a pound of cheese, sauce, other toppings, and comes at an incredible price. Make the game-winning call and grab a DiGiorno Classic Crust Pizza from the grocery store today. It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. Got to wash it down with something delicious. If you want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends. Live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. All right, Emery, got to get to some of your small school standouts. This kid from Monmouth, you've been talking about him on the show, I feel like, for 6 years. Somehow you've been talking about him since he was in 11th grade, because I've heard the name Jaden Sheridan a lot on this show over the years. I know you've done a bunch of his games at Monmouth.
Yeah, he is super explosive, always one carry away, Ross, from hitting a home run. And to me, that element in and of itself is an elite trait, because you keep everyone honest defensively in terms of their angles, their pursuit angles, you know, their gap responsibility, because any one of those guys being out of place is over. You know, get the extra point team ready. That's what Jaden Sheridan brings to the table. He's explosive. He's super fast. I think he's faster than the 4.4 he ran at the combine. I think he's 4.3 fast. What we wanted to see was him catch the ball. He didn't have to do a lot of that at Monmouth. Why would you throw him the football when you can just turn around and hand it to him and he can go 80? So seeing him catch the ball gives you some comfort that he could be a at least a third down back as a rookie. It reminds me a lot of Chase Edmonds in his path to the NFL. Was super productive at Fordham. Watched a lot of his games and called some of his games as well. And was a big fan of Chase Edmonds coming out of the Bronx into the NFL. Same with Sheridan. Sheridan's game is just so tremendous and just a fun player to watch and plays with a lot of enthusiasm. Can he return kicks? I believe he can, because he has the vision and has the speed. That could be the way he can get on the field very early if he's able to showcase that skill set in training camp.
What about some of these other small school guys like Jarvion Howard from Alcorn State, Marcus Knight from Tennessee Tech?
Jarvion Howard had the great HBCU combine, ran 4.4 or 4.5, caught the ball well, came in and measured well at 5'10", 220. And he's a one-cut downhill explosive runner. So you think about Devonta Freeman. That's what Howard is. He was so good at the HBCU combine. He was out there at one day of practice for the Legacy Bowl and shut it down. I was like, yeah, okay, I did what I had to do. I came out and proved my worth. I thought he would have came out last year, but I'm glad he came back, showcased more skill set as a receiver, caught the ball well during the workouts, during the combine. So he's someone that could have talked himself or played himself into day three. And Marcus Knight, no one is talking about. This is my big sleeper, one of my big sleepers in the FCS or the running back class coming from a small school. Peep this out, Ross. He played at Montana, was a fantastic back at Montana, right? But also played lacrosse. So you know he's a fantastic athlete. He goes to Tennessee Tech, and, you know, they're in a dual backfield, tri-backfield role. But he is explosive. He is dynamic. He is shifty. Reminds me a lot of Tim Hightower when he was coming out of Richmond. Like, no one's talking about Marcus Knight. He's 6 feet, 220. I think he's going to test well during the pro day circuit. And when you think about, you know, some of these other smaller backs, these small college backs, we talked about Sheridan. How about two under-the-radar guys from small college? Michael Herzog of Hillsdale College and also Jordan Terrell of Barton College, two Division II program. Herzog had a really good all-star game circuit. He is, I like to call him the Division II version of Will Shipley. You know, he's someone that's shifty. He's quick. I think he's a little bit more explosive than Will Shipley and also did a great job showcasing he could be a downfield threat in the passing game. He has the ability to make you miss in the hole. He gets stronger with each and every carry. I love how he runs. And Terrell, to me, I call him a Division II Nick Chubb. I watched him have a 400-yard rushing game against an opponent. It was just weird how he just – it doesn't look fast, but they can't tackle him and they can't catch him. And he's about 5'10", 220 pounds, 5'9", 220, with great contact balance and speed. And you watched him play against Davidson, which is an FCS opponent, had nearly 200 yards rushing in that game. So this dude is – he's going to test well. I think he front squats like 465. So someone's going to get themselves a gem, maybe as an undrafted free agent, out of these two guys. But these are two excellent backs that no one's talking about.
Love it, Emery. Fantastic work. Check him out on social at FBallGamePlan. On Twitter, I'm at RossTuckerNFL. The keg is kicked. We are all tapped out.
Thanks for tuning in to College Draft. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Even Money, and Fantasy Feast, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.